This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي أكرمنا وحبانا بأهل العلم الذين يعلموننا ويفتحون لنا الطرق إلى الله عز وجل. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who granted us this opportunity to learn, to see our scholars from everywhere, alhamdulillah. The second night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this opportunity to learn, to receive one from the greatest scholars. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our Dr. Karim Abu Zayd. Myself, I have learned from him a lot through YouTube. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him by the best reward in his life and the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he chose you to attend like this event, this good sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. You are seeking the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially if you are seeking the inheritance from the authentic source of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you as well. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this opportunity to receive our Sheikh Dr. Karim Abu Zayd. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless him and bless his family. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward him. He came from USA and a long journey to see us, to teach us, to attend this event with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all of you. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, who gathered us here in his house, to gather us around his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will not take long time. I will leave you with our Dr. Sheikh Karim Abu Zayd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Jazakumullah khairan.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwaji ummahatil mu'minin wa ala man ittaba'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazahullahu khayran imamuna for the kind words. But I would just disclaim, I'm not a scholar. I'm just a student of knowledge. I'm not a scholar. فَجَزَاهُ خَيْرًا for his beautiful words. I chose tonight to talk about the word that our Imam used a couple of times, which is the word love, that Allah loves you. You know, we all claim that we love Allah. If you ask any Muslim, do you love Allah? They will not. Even you will find claimants who are not truly, fulfilling the obligations of the love, because we know love comes with a loyalty, with a commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to loving his messengers and loving his religion, and also loving the believers, those who adhere to that. You will find a lot of claimants, but truly the people who showcase that love, in their observance and adherence to the religion, very few. Ibn al-Qayyim, a scholar, which you all hear his name every now and then, rahimahullah, he made a very profound statement. He said, "Man arafa Allah bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi وأفعاله أحبه لا محالة. Whoever strives to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his names and attributes and actions of lordship, الخلق والملك والتدبير والإحياء والإماتة, you will find your heart compelled to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, ya ikhwa, the Jannah. When you find that love in your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Jannah that you live in earth. Because when you achieve that, you will find yourself engaged in listening to His words, the Quran, in reciting His words, the Quran, in observing His commands, establishing the Salah, and, you know, performing acts of worship from the window of love makes a big difference than looking at it as obligation. You know, the people who observe the salah, normally whether they observe it takhallusan aw ta'abbudan. Unfortunately, many of us, when we observe the salah, I just want to get done with it. But the people who have that love in their hearts, they enjoy the salah. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to Bilal radiyallahu anhu, let us find comfort in it. And in multiple hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would actually stand in salah for hours. Hudayfa said, I prayed behind him one night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman, رضي الله عنه, and he افتتح بالبقرة ثم النساء ثم آل عمران وهو يصلي. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا حبه يا رب العالمين. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى instill in our hearts the love of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. One of the ways, according to the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim, to know about Allah سبحانه وتعالى, because obviously to love someone, you have to know him. ولذلك يا إخوة العلماء يقولون أن محبة الله سبحانه وتعالى, the love that you have for Allah سبحانه وتعالى, has to be consciously chosen by you. It's not something that you have a choice over. It's not something that you choose. You have an option. Actually, you have to decide to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, to make it easy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us means in order to learn about Him and in order to develop, cultivate, instill, plant this love in our hearts and actually make it grow. And one of these ways is knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ideally, brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want to know about someone, the ideal that you use your senses, that you actually look at the individual. In this case, we're talking about created beings here. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. In this world, we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fi hadith al-Dajjal, he warned the Ummah regarding him, and he said something very interesting, which you should think about the relevance here. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ لَن تَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ حَتَّى تَمُوتُوا. Be informed that none of you is going to be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you die. Now the question, what this has to do with the Dajjal? The Dajjal is going to claim that he is God. So basically, the fact that I'm able to see you, this in itself refutes your claim that you're lying. That's not true. Because if you're truly God, if you're truly Allah, I should not be able to see you, because your greatness is too much for these small eyes to comprehend it. Your majestic greatness, brothers and sisters in Islam. وعندنا we have the experiment of نبي الله موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام ذكرها الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الأعراف ووعدنا موسى 30 ليلة وأتممناها بعشر فتم ميقات ربه 40 ليلة الآية then ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا when موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام came to the meeting of Allah قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك oh Allah can you make me see you I want to upgrade You know, I spoke with you. I want to see you. قال لن تراني. You're not going to be able to see me. ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. But look at this mountain which is mightier in creation than you, human. If this mountain stays still, you're going to be able to see me. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. موسى actually fainted as a result of the mountain turning into dust because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted the veil based on hadith Abi Huraira في مسند أحمد the prophet did like this Allah lifted the veil that much so the mountain was exposed to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وفي حديث أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه والحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم أبو موسى الأشعري عبد الله بن قيس سد قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم فينا بخمس كلمات One day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up and he delivered five meaningful things One إن الله لا ينام سبحانه Allah doesn't sleep وما ينبغي له أن ينام and is not befitting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sleep يخفض القسط ويرفعه he lowers people he elevates some يرفع إليه عمل الليل قبل عمل النهار whatever we do during the night is presented to him before the daylight ويرفع إليه عمل النهار قبل عمل الليل And whatever we do during the course of the day is presented to him before the night. حجابه النور, the veil between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation, is made out of light. لو كشفه, if this veil is to be lifted, لأحرقت سبحات وجهه منتهى إليه بصره من خلقه. Everything that Allah's sight encompasses will burn. Impossible to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. طب, we wanna love Allah. We need to know about Allah. The only way for us to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala الآيات الكونية والآيات القرآنية أو الآيات الوحي His creational signs that we look at the universe And you ask this question, who created such a perfect setting of the universe, of this universe that we have? There must be a creator for this. We have an evolving religion, which they say the fastest growing religion in the world, atheism, thanks to the education system in the world. Even in the Muslim world, we have those people appearing because of the US-American curriculum and the British curriculum where they remove Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the creation, from the teachings. So you send your child for 12 years, all they learn is you can be successful without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can be happy without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, you cannot imagine that they deny the existence of Allah. They say, Allah, there is no God. That's what they say. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed them in one verse in Surah At-Tur. Ask them this question. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ So if there is no creator,
Were you created out of nothing, or did you create yourself? You answer this if you have intellect. The answer is no. So there must be a creator. There must be one. And that's what you reach if you use your intellect fairly and justly, devoid of arrogance and pride. Normally those people have arrogance and pride in their hearts. They know inside them that this is the way it is. There must be a creator. Bedouin, you know, when we say a Bedouin, someone who is, you know, simple, they asked him, how did you end up believing in Allah? How did you figure out that there is a God? He said, listen, al-ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. If I see a dung of a camel, that means there was a camel here. Wal-atharu yadullu ala al-masir. And if I see the printing of the feet, the footprint on the ground, that means someone walked here. Then he says, sama'un dhatu abraj, the heaven, the stars, the beautiful sky with the stars. Ardun dhatu fijaj, this earth with these beautiful valleys and mountains. Biharun dhatu amwaj, these oceans and seas with the waves. أَلَا يَدُلُّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّطِيفِ الْخَبِيرِ. This doesn't tell you that there is someone who created this. Come on, give me a break. Something wrong with you. هكذا. Of course, you know, we use intellect as far as here. Then to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His names, His attributes, we have to go to the revelation. We have to get this from the revelation. ولذلك يا إخوة في عند أهل السنة والجماعة نسأل الله أن نكون منهم يا رب العالمين. أسماء الله توقيفية. The names of Allah سبحانه وتعالى is توقيفي. What does it mean توقيفي? That you're not allowed to name Allah with any name that was not found in the revelation. Because we haven't seen Allah. We just said that a minute ago. Add to this, there is no one of his creation resembles him. Listen, whether you've seen Allah, which has never happened, or whether Allah created something on earth that looks like him, subhana, which has never happened. So how would you talk about Allah without having those elements? وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَمَشِيئَتُهُ فِي وَحْيِهِ. He described himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the revelation. So we have to go to the revelation. And this is the major difference between Muslims and Christian and Jews. You know, this is the major difference. And some of you may, you know, hear this for the first time. You need to understand that they believe in a God. But what their issue with Allah, they distorted his names. Why? Because they run their mouth. They say Allah is this, Allah is that, Allah is this, Allah is that. La. When a Muslim speaks of Allah, he never utters an attribute or a name without a reference in the Quran or in the sound sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to encourage us and mobilize our forces. So he said in an authentic hadith, which is أخرجه الإمام البخاري ومسلم, actually agreed upon by both of them, حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, قال صلى الله عليه وآله. You guys don't say صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yeah. Cambridge know صلى الله عليه وسلم. You do? صلى على النبي here. صلى على النبي هنا. إن شاء الله.
صلي إسماعيل.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الله أكبر. اللهم صلي وسلم على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. البخيل من ذكرت عنده ولم يصلي علي. The stingy is the one I'm mentioned in front of him and he doesn't send his salas on me. صلى الله عليه وسلم. فlet's be generous tonight. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله إن لله 99 اسما مائة إلا واحدة من أحصاها دخل الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. 100 minus 1. Whoever does ahsaha, and I'm intentionally using the Arabic because unfortunately ahsaha now, according to a lot of Muslims, is really singing it, chanting it. They chant it in a wedding or, you know, when there is a divorce or something. It just the names of Allah is just for, you know. But ahsaha, brothers and sisters in Islam, means that you, number one, bring it from the Quran and Sunnah. Number two, understand it the way the first generation of Muslims understood it, that you affirm and you negate without tashbih, without resemblance, without ta'wil, without distorted interpretation of these names, without tahrif, without deviating, and also not seeking the how about, without takif, hakadha. Yani all of these terminologies, you know, I have a book which is available online for free on my website called Know Your Lord. All of this is explained. But I'm trying just to touch on these principles that we affirm the names of Allah and the attributes of Allah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named himself with, called himself with, we affirm it. And we don't try to take its apparent meaning to a hidden meaning. We don't say Rahman is Allah descends in the third night of the third part of the night is Allah is Rahmah descends. La, Allah descends in a way that suits His Majesty. I just don't know how He descends, but He said I descend. He said that, so I affirm that. I affirm that. Now, I don't worry about how does he descend. It's not my business. لَمْ يَتَعَبَّدَكَ اللَّهُ بِالْكَيْفِيَّةِ هكذا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not demand us to figure out how he descends. So why are you engaging in something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to stop? Just believe it and leave it. كما قال السلف كانوا يقولون مررها. Just let it pass. Believe it the way and move on. Don't get stuck there, brothers and sisters in Islam. So Allah has 99 names. Whoever does ihsa for these names, he will enter Jannah. Now, the misconception that we may have here is, are Allah's names limited to number 99? I want to ask you, yes or no? No. So how do you reconcile that with the hadith? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has infinite names, and we have more than one hadith. Hadith al-Shafa'ah is an evidence on the Day of Judgment when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prostrates in front of the throne of Allah. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم يفتح الله علي بمحامد لم يفتح بها على أحد قبلي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to me attributes and names of his that no one else ever praised Allah with it. That's on the Day of Judgment. Also, بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك وفيه أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. I call upon you by the virtue of every name you named yourself with, you revealed in your books, you taught any of your servants, or you kept the knowledge of with you. The way that we understand this hadith, that out of the infinite numbers of names, there are 99 names. Whoever hid these 99 names and does ihsa for them, he will enter Jannah. It's a way to get to Jannah. Amazing. I was, the brother who drove me to Cambridge, Brother Uthman, is he around or he?
Inside.
He's inside. He brought his two boys. One of them is Abdul Rahman and the other one is Abdul Rahim. Subhanallah. So I was like, you know, trying to figure out, I would like to talk to my brothers about one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So maybe we can, you know, develop this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I'm telling you, the key to success, the key to enjoy Islam, if you begin loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have that love in your heart for Allah. This love will lead you to love His Messenger, to love His Sunnah, abide by it, to love the religion, to love the Quran, to love to pray, and to love the believers. And you tell them, I love you. And I want to say this to all of you. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Wallahi, for nothing. I just love you for the sake of Allah. Wallahi, you're my brothers and I love you. And Allah destined that I come and see you tonight. And I love you for the sake of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallahu khairan. Ahsanallahu alayhi. Barakallahu fi. فدعونا نتحدث عن الرحمن الرحيم. وصفة الرحمة هذه إخوة, the attribute of mercy. The attribute of mercy, we need it at this time and age. We're becoming so harsh with one another. We're becoming so harsh with our families. And if we actualize the name of Allah al-Rahman, the name of Allah al-Rahim, and the attribute of mercy, I'm telling you, this can resolve a lot of conflicts in our lives. This can help us be better community, be better Muslims. This can be a way for us to unite on the truth in order to serve the deen of Allah, especially us living here in a predominant non-Muslim community. We need to be together. And the only way we can be together is we see that mercy in our lives, when we realize it, when we recognize it. Tayyib. Subhanallah, the only name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names a chapter after. Ar-Rahman. Don't we have a chapter called Ar-Rahman? Yeah. Ar-Rahman. Also, this name Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it equal to His proper name. What is the proper name? Allah. قال تعالى قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن. Call me Allah or call me what? Ar-Rahman. He made it equal to that name. Also, there is a ban for us to name ourselves Rahman or Rahman. We may call ourselves or our children Rahim, but Rahman no. And imagine, the only one in history who transgressed that rule was Musaylima. He called himself what? Rahman al-Yamama. Rahman al-Yamama. But subhanallah, how do we know Musaylima? Musaylima what? The liar. Although his name is not the liar, but subhanAllah, look at this name now. This is title, the liar, Musaylima the liar. وَصِفَةُ الرَّحْمَةِ صِفَةٌ ذَاتِيَّةِ. The attribute of الرَّحْمَةِ, and this is actually what differentiates الرَّحْمَن from الرَّحِيم. الرَّحِيم قَالُوا صِفَةُ مَشِيئَةِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, whenever He wills, He is Rahim. But الرَّحْمَن is an attribute of the essence. An attribute of the essence. And for you to really appreciate the attribute of mercy pertaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to realize that He doesn't need you. Normally I may become merciful to you because I want something from you. But Allah doesn't need us. Yet He's merciful to us. Look at this verse. قُلْ لِمَنْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who owns what's in the heavens and what's in the earth? What is the answer? قُلْ لِلَّهِ كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Look at this now. He mandated, he obliged himself to be merciful. كتب. You know, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام.
Oh, you believe fasting is... fasting
is mandated upon you. Huh? Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mandated mercy upon himself. في صحيح الإمام مسلم حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه لما فرغ الله من الخلق after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concluded creating the creations in 6 days كتب كتابا هو عنده فوق عرشه. He wrote a book which is in the preserved tablet. What is written in that book? رحمتي سبقت غضبي. رحمتي غلبت غضبي. My mercy overrides my anger. Imagine Allah wrote this. My mercy will always override my anger. Brothers and sisters in Islam. And you know, there is a beautiful concept here which is so beautiful. You know, when we see the kings and the rulers of this world, when they, you know, win election and they assume power, they normally have something called inauguration, like we have in America, you know, the inauguration day that the president becomes what? Have you ever seen these inaugurations, the celebrations, the army, the marching, and, you know, basically the guy is sending a message to everybody because he just, you know, ripped off an election or won election. Obviously he has some, you know, opponents. He's basically letting them know, listen, I'm strong, guys. Nobody come near me. Imagine this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation, including us, the name he chose to rise above the throne, which name? Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. The most merciful rose above the throne. I'm going to be merciful to you. Don't be afraid of me. I'm going to be merciful to you. This is how beautiful this name is, brothers and sisters in Islam, and the attribute of mercy. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best of the teachers, always seizes opportunities to teach the ummah about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Post one of the battles, according to Hadith al-Bukhari, Hadith Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ was standing with his companions, but his eyes was busy with a mother who lost her baby. A mother who is actually a prisoner of war, who had a baby, but she cannot find her baby. So you can imagine, you know, a battlefield and you don't have your infant, your baby, and you're a mother. So she's going crazy looking for her baby. Finally, she was able to allocate the baby. She grabs the baby. And you can imagine now a scene of love and compassion. You know, a mother who loved her baby. Then immediately, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at his companions and he said to them, أتظنون أن هذه المرأة طارحة ولدها في النار? Do you expect this mother at any time to throw her baby in fire? No way after this scene. Look at this now. لله أرحم بعبده من هذه الأم بولدها. Allah is more merciful to you than this mother to her baby.
أذن إن شاء الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters. Inshallah, we will pray Isha after Zaid's conclusion. Inshallah.
I won't chastise you, inshallah, we'll make it, inshallah, yani, quick, inshallah. One day, the Bedouin, again, we go back to the Bedouins, who urinated in the masjid. Imagine some Bedouin came from the desert and he decided to urinate in the masjid. Of course, you know, you really have to look at the situation here. The masjid of the Prophet ﷺ did not have carpets or rugs, or it was sand, dirt. So for him, you know, even when he was asked, why did you do that? He said, listen, for me there is no big difference. This place is just has some walls. In any rate, the companions, of course, of the Prophet ﷺ rebuked him. The Prophet ﷺ treated him with mercy. La tazrimu, just bring a bucket of water and pour it on the urine and just leave him alone, let him finish even. This Bedouin came to the Prophet ﷺ and he made a very interesting statement. He said, Allahumma arhamni. ومحمد ولا ترحم معنا أحدا. Oh Allah, have mercy on me and Muhammad and no one else. Subhanallah, the Prophet said, listen, we're going to accept you urinating in the masjid, but this one, no. This one, we're not going to buy it from you. He said to him, لقد حجرت واسعا. You confined Allah's mercy into just two of us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy encompasses everything. وثبت يا إخوة يعني عمر بن عبد العزيز رحمه الله, the grandson of عمر بن الخطاب, he used to make this dua often. اللهم إني أعلم أني لست أهلا لرحمتك. Oh Allah, I know due to my shortcomings and my sins and my not doing very well, I don't qualify to receive your mercy. ولكني أعلم أن رحمتك أهل لي. But I know for a fact that your mercy will encompass me. فإنك قلت, because you said in the Quran, ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء. My mercy encompasses everything. وَأَنَا شَيْءٍ And I'm a thing. فَلْتَسَعُنِي رَحْمَتُكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ Let your mercy encompass me, the merciful of all mercifuls. طيب, how can we actualize
اسم الله الرحمن. How can we do احصاها؟ How can we do احصاء for those two names tonight? The first thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, don't ever, ever give up on Allah's mercy. And I want to tell you, this is one of the gateways of shaitan. Because himself giving up on Allah's mercy. Some of you may hear this again. Iblis, that is the name of shaitan, is derived from the noun al-balas. والبلس في اللغة هو اليأس. البلس in Arabic means despair. So his name actually is derivative, originates from despair. Lucifer, Iblis, before the shaitan thing. For sure, Iblis is going to come to you. Come on, you're too sinful. I don't think you have a chance. Just stick with the dunya. You know, enjoy the dunya at least. No, don't do that. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Tell my slaves who transgressed, don't ever give up on Allah's mercy. Allah's mercy is for there for you. Allah will forgive all the sins. وفي حديث أنس رضي الله عنه, يا ابن آدم, O son of Adam, لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا, if you come to me with earth filled with sins, I can forgive your sins. قال تعالى, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive that you die on shirk, but any other sin that you may commit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive it for you. So you yourself never give up on Allah's mercy. That is why, brothers and sisters in Islam, immediately, as soon as you sin, as soon as you commit something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with, rush. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. Secondly, the second thing, now we're talking about how to actualize this name. You should not let people despair in Allah's mercy, especially if you are a speaker like myself, if you are an imam. You should always try to give people hope in Allah's mercy. You're not entitled to let people despair from Allah's mercy. وفي سنن أبي داود, there were two brothers from Bani Israel. One of them used to be righteous and pious, living on the top of the mountain. And the other one was living in the valley. The one living on the top of the mountain was strict, was righteous and pious. But the one who was living in the valley was off and on, like we say, wishy-washy, you know. So subhanAllah, he came to see his brother. He came to visit his brother. And he happens to arrive when his brother was sinning. He saw him actually committing a sin. Look what he said. Wallahi la yaghfiru Allahu lak. He said to his brother, by Allah, Allah will never forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet, this is Bani Israel at the time, من هذا الذي يتألى علي, who's taking oath on me? Let him know that I have forgiven the sins of his brother because of what he said, and he needs to start working over because of that statement. All what he done in the past is in vain now. وَأَحْبَطُ عَمَلَ هكذا. You know, Ikhwa Hadith, the man who killed 99 souls, right? It was originally 99, right? But he went to this man who looks like a scholar, huh? But he doesn't know the names and attributes of Allah. You know, not everyone who is a devout worshiper can have access to that knowledge, brothers and sisters in Islam. So he asked him this question, do I have a chance? He said, no way.
99 souls. Come on. I mean, not even smart. You know, that's not even smart to say that. We have a city in America, which we call Trump City, called Atlantic City. And this is a true story. The brothers told me about it. So it looks like there was like a fitna in the masjid. So, of course, when there is a fitna, always you get those two groups. So the imam already sided with one of the groups. You know, he's already... So he was delivering khutbah al-jum'ah, and he's already, you know, like tacitly, implicitly, already birmi kalam ala, he's talking about the other group. So one of them stood up, you know, he didn't say a word, but he pulled a gun out, and he did like this to him. He didn't even talk, because I guess he assumed that if he speaks, his Jum'ah is going to be nullified, but if he holds a gun, that's okay. But look at the khatib, he was smart. You know what he said? أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Right away, I mean, this is a serious business. I mean, some guy killed 99 souls, and you tell him you have no chance? So he toppled the 100. That's not smart even. That's not fiqh. But look at the next man. He said, وَلِمَ لَا? What comes between you and tawbah? And we know this man ended up in Jannah somehow, although with the heinousness of killing. But Allah will find a way for him that he will ransom him on the day of judgment from those people. So, number one, we should not give up ourselves on Allah's mercy, nor we should invite people to give up on Allah's mercy. Always give them a hope, brothers and sisters in Islam. Finally, inshallah, so we can pray Isha here. Every single name has a servitude attached to it. لكل اسم عبودية. الرحمن, for you to live that name and actualize it, you have to be merciful yourself. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. If you want the one in the heaven to be merciful to you, then you should be merciful yourself to others. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Whoever does not show mercy to others, he's not going to be shown mercy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where can you display this mercy, reveal that mercy? The first place, subhanallah, your parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Your parents who have taken care of you, brothers and sisters in Islam, very unfortunate. Many Muslims now, they treat their parents like a non-Muslim does. They copycat the Brits and the Americans in treating their Muslim, in treating their Muslim parents. No, no. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم خاب وخسر. May he lose. This is actually a dua. Jibreel made this dua and the Prophet said Ameen after him, صلى الله عليه وسلم. من أدرك أبواه أو أحدهما ولم يدخلاه الجنة. That you come to this world and you find your two parents alive or one of them, and you do not become your way to Jannah. That you do not use them. I want to use you to get to Jannah, Father. I want to serve you. Children, when was the last time you told your child, I love you? You know, children are an attraction now for the West, especially Muslim children. Look what they're doing to them in the public school. The LGBTQWXYZ. It's a crazy world, what they are teaching. Huh? You got to show them your love, brothers and sisters in Islam, so that they are not become attractive to the other side. You know, that beating up that we used to, you know, entertain and enjoy where we come from is not going to work here. So you have to. Subhanallah, this hadith, ya ikhwa, regarding مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he was sitting down
and Al-Hasan wal-Husayn entered the room. And next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting a companion who was known to be harsh, Al-Aqra ibn Habis. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم grabbed Al-Hasan wal-Husayn and he kissed them. فالأقرع looked at the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, أتقبلون صبيانكم? Do you kiss your children? العرب حنان, they have some, you know, some crazy ideas, like if you kiss your child, that means you're not a man enough, يعني. That's, you know. والله, الأقرع said what? والله, by Allah, I have 10 children, 10 boys. ما قبلت منهم أحدا أبدا. I never kissed any of them one day. What did the Prophet say to him? وما أفعل إن كان الله قد أخذ الرحمة من نزع الرحمة من قلبك. What can I do if Allah has extracted mercy out of your heart, that you don't show mercy and love to your children? You know what is the divorce rate in some Muslim world now? 65%. Wallahi. Very sad. And there is a chapter in the Quran called At-Talaq. It talks about At-Talaq, and towards the end of it, it talks about the destruction of nations. A lot of people assume that there is no connection between the two. No, 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 no. The problem begins at home. Why? Because many of spouses forgot the foundation upon which this relationship was founded. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّة is love. Baby, baby, love you. Blue eyes, black hair. And normally it disappears after the third month. Good luck with that. So what should come? Rahma, mercy. Irhamha, irhami, have mercy on him, have mercy on her. Brothers and sisters in Islam, even with the animals in closing, don't we know that there is a woman who used to be a prostitute who's going to go to Jannah because she's showing mercy to what? To a dog. But now a lot of the people may assume that let me do what I want to do with my life and get 3-4 dogs and in the house and give them water every day. No, no, no. That's not how we understand. No. What is meant here that this, because of this amal, because of this act, Allah guided her to repent. And she became a good Muslimah and she died. That's how you understand it, but not the way that we understand it. جزاكم الله خيرا. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I am blessed to be with, I have known Brother Ali Khan for a while. May Allah Hassan, may Allah reward him, mashallah. What I love about this brother is always he treats us with the, always with the books, and I love books. You know, I wrote 12 so far. My goal is to write at least 20 before I die, inshallah. So make dua for me, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. They are all available, by the way, in my website, kareemabuzaid.com, PDF for free. Yani you can. One of them is a book called Know Your Lord. It's actually endorsed by Dr. Bilal Phillips. You will really enjoy reading that book, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا شيخنا, ربنا يحفظك. احسن الله اليكم. جزاكم الله خير. الحمد لله, الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني اكرمنا. This our honor to accept the sheikh between us today. الحمد لله, it was a great يعني chance to see him, to sit with him. This our honor, والله سبحان الله. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to bless him and his life and his family. And we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to bless all of you. Just in few minutes before to go, I would like to, let me ask, yes, everybody, please, all kids downstairs, can you come upstairs, please? I would like to ask you some questions quickly before Salah. We don't have something free. I will give you something, but not free. I would ask Fadil to Sheikh today, talk about, mashallah, a beautiful hadiths and ayat, and he especially spoke about two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will start with Ismail. Can you tell me what are these two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Sheikh taught us today about? Thank you very much. Thank you, Ismail. MashaAllah, very good.
Takbir, takbir. La, 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 la. No club. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. MashaAllah. Zakumullah khair. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. These two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can I ask you, what's your name? Adam, MashaAllah. Very good name. Like a Prophet Adam. Adam, can you tell me, please, how many names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which the hadith tells us? Allah has many names, but in the hadith, and Nabi Sallam mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has how many names of him? Was in Arab, in English? 99, yeah, thank you, Adam. Zakallah khair, thank you very much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, as mentioned in the hadith, and the other names, and Nabi said, warad in the sunnah, and came in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come. What's your name? Abdul Rahim, this is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdul Rahim. What is the name of our Prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thank you very much. Jazakallah. Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. MashaAllah. I don't need to... Abdul Rahman, yeah? Abdul Rahman. Welcome, Abdul Rahman. Sheikh mentioned your name today. MashaAllah. Thank you for your journey to come to Cambridge. Without question, I will give you sweet. It's gift. It is enough for him to come from the long, long way. May Allah bless you all. All kids, they have sweet here, but because of Isha, I ask all of them to come to take one free from me. Inshallah, without question. Zakum Allah khair. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Zakum Allah khair.